Do you manage your own money or have a manager do it for you or an investment advisor? Regardless of the answer, judging from the portfolios that I've seen, and I've seen a few, most people, regardless of who managed it, lost money. It is interesting to me how many people let money managers or advisors manage their money, yet know little of what they actually own in their portfolios. Most managed accounts, of which are the majority of accounts I see, hold a basket full of mutual funds, all which got hammered in the last year. You have to ask yourself what kind of diversification holding a basket of mutual funds is if all of them go down in a down market. The average investor was told to buy and hold for the long term, much like an umbrella that performs just fine on a sunny day but leaks like a sieve during a rainstorm. Buy and hold doesn't work during a down market, and therefore is as good as a leaky umbrella during a downpour. In other words, buy and hold doesn't work. It never has. It never could. You could have saved yourself the management fees by telling your manager goodbye and just buying the Russell 5000 Index Fund. You would have owned 5,000 stocks, many more than just a handful of mutual funds, and participated if the market went up. And it would have probably performed just as well as your broker-selected mutual funds, if not better. Most money managers and financial advisors never have a sell strategy. They just let your portfolio go down 5% or 10% or 15% and say to hold on, it'll come back. Then when it's down 30%, 35% or 40%, they then change their story to, you're down too far now. There's no sense selling. They never had an exit strategy. They never had an out. Whether the market goes down slowly or does a one-day plummet, you should ask your manager or investment advisor, where is his or her sell point? If not 10%, 15%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, then when? When will they sell you out? When you're down 80%? What good is that? Historically, when people are down 80%, that is where they do sell. When they are down that much, they reach the point where they just want to get out with at least something. And interestingly enough, that is when the smart people start buying stocks. I know of no financial manager or advisor who sold his clients' mutual funds on the way down. They all bought and held. You have to ask yourself what would have happened if the market kept going down. When would they have told you to sell? When you were wiped out, what good is that advice? You have to consider yourself lucky the market did stop where it did and only wiped out 40% of your wealth. Had it continued, you and your financial advisor would probably have ridden it down to even more painful depths, and you could have lost most, if not all, of everything you have. With this latest rally, and that's all it may be, a rally, this time establish an exit strategy. Get a door ready, and decide, with or without your advisor, a selling point. It may be 10% down, or 15, or 20%. But whatever that number is, make sure you do arrive at a number. And if the market continues to go down, then execute that number and get out. At least this time you'll have a plan, so you'll save at least some of your money. Without an exit strategy in place, you may not be so lucky next time around. And if your financial advisor didn't have an exit strategy, and if he didn't sell your stocks when the market got cut in half last time, he obviously didn't have an exit strategy, then tell him or her goodbye and manage your own account. It's not that hard, and you can find out how to do it by either listening to Money Matters, subscribing to the Money Matters Update, or just read a lot. I like to read FinancialSense.com. There are many other fine websites to help you. By establishing an out on your account, a percentage where you will agree to yourself to sell your stocks, at least you will be able to save some of your portfolio, unlike your managers, which give you excuses all the way down to zero. Did your investment advisor have an exit strategy? If not, you don't have an investment advisor, you have an investment imbecile. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast were opinions and my opinions only, and do not necessarily reflect those of KVMart staff or underwriters. And if you'd like to subscribe to our Money Matters Update, just send me an email at moneymatters@kvmr.org. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM Radio.